Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Nakia. How may I help you today?
My name is Greg Prim, calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm just trying to get figured out what's going on with my Back to the Future build, because I've called 4 weeks in a row. And every time I call, I'm supposed to get the shipment that week, and nothing ever gets shipped out. I've asked my account to be sped up and have 12 issues a week. And darn it, if you guys don't have the really antiquated system, and I can't get anything shipped out. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay, I'm going to need your name and address.
Gregory Prim, P-R-I-M-M, 4165 Bronze Ridge Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89135.
All right. Thank you for this information. So, I'm going to be very honest with you. The way the system works, every time you speak with an agent, he or she is telling you the right information, because when I access the account, it's showing that the delay is due to issue number 12. Now, I do see here that your quantity is set for 12 and you would like to be billed once a week. Now, the issue is the merchandise at the moment. Now, looking at our ETA list, it's not giving us a list until you get to 17, and that's showing that that's in stock as of, hold on, the 27th of this month. So a lot of the parts show that they'll be back in stock on the 27th. However, it's not staying 12, 13, 14, etc. So every time you speak with an agent, and this is just, you know, just to know information, the only 2 days that the system will either bill or ship any merchandise out only take place on Tuesdays and Fridays. So that's why every time you call, the agent only verifies whatever item is, you know, out of stock and your next billing day. So after the 27th, if you're not billed on the 2nd, it's only because out of the 12 issues that you're wanting, something, if not more than one, are out of stock.
And each time that I have been told that, I said, please ship the order without the missing item. And I am sure that it will ship on the next Tuesday or Thursday, but it hasn't for 4 weeks.
So the only thing that I could do, honestly, is to skip everything from 3 through 16, because I can see that 17, 20, certain, like higher numbers are available as of the 27th, aka tomorrow. But nothing's going to ship out to Tuesday. So I know you're going to have a big gap. Realistically, you're going to have to still receive it. But at least if you wanted to receive merchandise, but you just won't be able to build on it until you know, everything is back in stock, I can do that for you.
Okay, I'm just trying to buy product from you guys. I don't know why it's so difficult in your system. And I've even offered, just send me everything that's in stock. I'll buy it all at one time. But I can't do that because you won't do that, correct?
Correct. Not, the system is not going to allow you to do that. So this is what I'm doing just to cut down on the confusion. Everything starting from 4 through 16 has been skipped. Everything that's available after tomorrow will ship out to you as of Tuesday. I will notate your account.
Unless something comes up, like somebody else pulls the kit that was supposed to be mine, and then it won't ship, because that's what's been happening. And I'm just trying to get past this frustration. I'm trying to get past, how can I get this shipped? And I apologize. I don't mean to take it out on you. This is the most ridiculous system I've ever heard of in my life in business, because it makes no sense. You've got a customer that wants to buy product, and I've made 4 calls. I've been on the phone for hours, and nobody tells me how we can speed this up and make it better. It's always the same story, and nothing ever happens. And I assure you, I'll be on the phone next week talking to you guys too.
Okay. So for what I've done, just to confirm, the items that I see that'll be in stock tomorrow, I have made sure that they are unskipped. The items that I don't see just for right now have been skipped. And if everything is good to go, yes, you'll be billed on Tuesday.
Okay, I'm so you, what issue will go out?
So what I see that's going to be available is number 12, 17, and mind you, I'm jumping all over the place because I'm looking through a long list. So 12, 17, I see 24, 21.
So what the lady that I spoke to just before you told me 12 is not available, and
It's
she was
not
going to
going
have
to
to
be
wait
available
till 12.
until tomorrow.
So I've got item one, whatever the first shipment is, one and two, and nothing since.
Correct.
So why are we jumping up into the 20s?
Because you're wanting, and this is what I stress again, you're wanting to go ahead and just receive merchandise. So we can't ship you something that's not in stock. However, your last statement was, just ship me what's available. Now, what's going to happen is, as of tomorrow, the 12 issues, whatever 12 issues that are in stock and available to ship out to you, will ship out. So at least you'll be receiving shipments. Now, because the lower level, like the lower numbers, like 3 through 15, aren't in stock and not listed, I can't tell you when it'll be back in stock. But as long as you have them skip, the system will only ship you out what's available. It's going to definitely be out of order. You're not going to be able to build it once they arrive, but at least you'll be having shipments. Because if not, the only other option is to unfortunately continue to wait, because that's just the way our system works.
And just one question. And if when I started this whole process of ship ahead, everything was available, and then one item wasn't, and that stopped the shipment from what I was told, and I said, well, why didn't somebody call me and say the one item wasn't available? So that's what keeps. Oh, I am just totally at a loss of words. Because anyways, so okay, ship me whatever you've got.
Okay.
And there's no way to make this easier.
Unfortunately,
Customer
not
just
at the
has to
moment.
suffer. I'm just dumbfounded you guys are even in business. I mean, you got great products. I'm just dumbfounded. And again, I apologize. Please don't take this personally. It's not against you. Whoever set this up I mean, has no idea what they're doing. Today's technology, this is ridiculous.
All right. And I'm just notating.
When we first started, again, like I said, 4 weeks ago when I first called, everything was available. The next week I called, one kit wasn't available, and it stopped the whole shipment. And I said, why wasn't I called? Well, we don't call you. You have to call us. Then the next week I called, and it was the same thing. And the next week I called, it's the same thing. And now, when I started this whole thing, all of those kits were available, but number seven. Now none of those are available. I mean, do you see my frustration with this?
Oh, yes.
And you're a supervisor?
I'm the floor supervisor, yes.
And is there anybody above you?
That's here today?
Yeah.
Possibly. Hold on, let's see. Your last name is spelled P-R-I-M-M?
M-M, Mary Mary.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your patience. So what I'm going to do on my end is just escalate the concern because I don't know exactly what supervisor is going to go to because I don't know who's here. But what I've done is I've notated the account. I said that you're requesting the soup due to inventory issues and you're aware that I have skipped a lot of the issues that you need. Just so that you can have your shipment hopefully as soon as, well, not soon as, but you'll be billed as soon as, you know, as early as March the 2nd. So he or she will be aware of your concern. I have also notated. But again, thank you for your patience. And again, I completely understand your frustration. So no worries on my end. You're going to hear a brief moment. Uh-oh. My system just... froze. Hold on. All right, so I'm not going to be able to transfer. However, I'm going to write a message to see who's available. I'm not going to be able to do that either. Bear with me. I may have to just restart my system really quickly. Well, just not restart, but refresh it. You may hear a brief moment of silence, but I'm still going to be here.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Okay. One moment. All right, so I'm going to force myself out. Again, just in case you don't hear me, I'm still going to be here. I just have to wait for the system to boot itself up. So thank you again for your patience. One moment.